Hello and welcome to Bloody Hustlers. We were having some off chat there about films and a quote I just did quite randomly. Welcome to episode 9 of term 2. We're nearly at the end of term, folks. This time in 2 weeks, you will all still be in bed. I guarantee it. Because it'll be Good Friday, the start of the Easter weekend, and the start of the Easter break. I think that was almost a noise Darcy made a second ago.
Yay.
Cool. Right, cool. So, I mean, we have got an early finish as well at that. The day before, which is quite nice, so it's a little bit of early finishing, which does mean that the prefect team and their green team friends and the toilet team are going to be painting the toilets on that last Thursday as well, which is really exciting. So we've got a team of students who are going to be like just freshening up the paintwork in the toilets. When you come back, it'll be all nice and lovely and fresh smelling of paint rather than of other things. Let's just leave that one there. How's our week been, everybody? They've got all quiet now, we're back on it. How's our week been, all right?
Yep.
Tiring.
So what were the tiring?
In class mocks,
yeah, the mocks continued. To be continued. Anything else? How else has it been?
It's just tiring.
Just more tiring. We've come to the end of quite a difficult term, this one, because it's the weather's being bonkers. It was sunny a second ago, so I'm chucking it down. It's tough, isn't it, to kind of get yourself out of bed. It's still dark, it's still cold and wet, and you never know if it's going to be or not. Yeah, it's a long old term, and you guys have got to run in towards the final term and everything. Lots of decisions to be made. Has anyone joined the prom committee?
There's a prom committee?
Beautiful, they said that in unison.
I found out there was Model UN. Yeah, I never knew there was Model
that
UN.
That was advertised, we've got Model UN, they're amazing. So they are on Wednesday after school. It went across all your Google classrooms.
Was it the House Google classrooms?
It wasn't the House Google classrooms, it went to the Year Group ones. And it also, Miss Cotton put a note on the bulletin as well. So that went out. Yeah, Model UN, they've got their final prep session next week, and it's we call it the Solent Region Model UN that Miss Cotton is running. It is amazing. Mr and Mrs Cotton running it, and it's just brilliant. They were writing their opening statements. There's lots of different things. So hopefully, should we get them in to do an interview after they've done their their proper Model UN meeting with everybody else with other schools? Yeah, let's get them in, talk to us about the process. It's been really exciting. Would you join then, Darcy?
Yeah.
Was it something you would have done?
Sure.
Okay, because you just brought it up. How did you find out about it?
I know someone that was doing it.
Yes. Their opening statements that were written this week, literally.
I know America.
Yes, and that's the opening statement I heard. And I was like,
that's why I pointed at you.
Yes.
Okay, no, there's just some confusion over what someone in our maths class was doing yesterday.
Oh, sick. Hopefully maths. But okay.
She's too smart to math.
Maybe she's already finished it all. But anyway.
Yeah, she probably has, absolutely.
But yeah, she's part of Model UN. The American team are actually quite good, and I was chatting to one of them on that team. I said that perhaps during the primaries they should be running instead of Biden and Trump, because they would definitely get more
win.
Of the money. They would. They're very good. Their climate change one is really, really strong. Really strong. And Patience and I were talking about like the role of women's education and things. I think they've got our Hampshire Youth Parliament ambassador on their team as well, which is... They're a really strong team, America, which is going to be great. So yeah, Model UN are doing the Solent UN very soon. It's going to be cool. What else has been going on this week? So we had them on Wednesday. What else? Anything apart from your mocks?
Visitors.
Yeah, we had some visitors yesterday. Hampshire County Council.
We did.
Luke's looking really sheepish again, because Luke was supposed to come down and chat to them, and he
didn't.
He was caught up in a drama lesson.
Yes.
He ghosted me, folks. He ghosted me. I'm still carrying the wounds. I'm really hurt by that. He didn't. He was in a drama lesson. It's absolutely fine. I've been messing with him all day. Right, I have a question for you. I thought that Jack was getting out some mini cheddars earlier. Mini cheddars, are these decent crisps?
Not as flavourful as they should be.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, we've been having a conversation about cheese product whilst we were discussing. Why does it say cheese product? And that we were talking about that has to be because it's been processed, wasn't it?
It's not legally cheese.
It is legally cheese, but it's cheese that has been processed.
It's not really cheese.
It's not
is
just
it?
Cheese, no. My family likes to call it plastic cheese. Because it's been processed.
Is it a sequel to Legally Blonde? Legally Cheese?
Legally Blonde has a sequel.
Is it another sequel?
I think it's actually that just describes Legally Blonde. It's just Legally Cheese.
It's the prequel of Legally Blonde.
Brilliant. You can sort of tell, folks, we're back in our own home base at the moment, and it's been going really well. So, sporting fixtures this week? It's been quite quiet, but we did have a rugby tournament, didn't we?
Yes, they lost both matches, but apparently it was a good game and they were close.
Yeah, they were. And I think it was a tournament, and they were in with like some really tough schools they were up against, so it was really tricky. Apparently our guys, It was rugby sevens, if anyone doesn't know, and they were playing some private schools, and private schools often focus quite heavily on rugby.
Where I heard there's a lot of late schools. Tackles,
yeah,
a lot of hospital passes, whatever that means.
Ones that are quite tough to catch. But the rugby sevens is also a really quick game. If you've ever seen rugby sevens, it's a really fast game. And our players are more suited to the full-sided team. So they're big, they're quite powerful, but then they don't necessarily have the speed that goes with that for rugby sevens. It's like five-a-side football versus regular football.
Yeah.
It's that version.
I just think the description of the team was a tad bit off.
We know two of them.
So quite powerful.
Sure.
But not that was Mr. Dumbrell gave me that description today. Rather than my own personal description of them.
Describing.
I didn't even know who she said described them.
Rude, Mr. Dumbrell, I'm going to send him away. He just ignores
that?
Us.
Is he the one that looks like Simon from Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Yeah.
Yes. I can see that now.
Yeah.
No, well, Simon's in the lead, you know. I'm literally just loading up our vote for schools.
PE teacher,
dark hair, glasses. There you go.
Just loading my login. So votes for schools this week was all about AI. Okay. So the question was, is AI generated content too believable? Which was really funny because this was all kind of came out the same week that the Royals had a bit of a photo scandal, which is really interesting because actually there's been loads of AI photographs around
Bennett's
the Royal family.
Bennett's got a large opinion about.
Yeah.
I'm all caught up
in the conspiracy.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. It is just conspiracy, isn't it? It's really hard to know the truth behind it. But actually, AI-generated content, is it too believable? What impact is it going to have on us?
Some of it is like incredibly believable, than others you just know it's AI straight away.
How do you know?
I think like when you read it, like sometimes the wording can like not be how it should be.
But what about images?
Oh yeah, some of the images, you know, because like if you look closer, you can see like little mess-ups and stuff.
Yeah.
And things that shouldn't really be there.
Is if you know what you're looking for, it's obvious it's AI, but if you don't, you might not.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, it's about knowing what you're looking for, isn't it? And sometimes the image is just too perfect, so that where there would actually be an error, there isn't one because it's just too perfect. What scared me was that ChatGPT, that's the right way around, I always get those letters the wrong way around, often sort of uses the biggest AI engine at the moment, has actually managed to start deciphering those "Are you a robot?" e-capture things before you go into a website. So if you get the random combination of letters and numbers, it has gone, oh yeah, it says that, and this is often used to determine whether this is a computer or a human being. Hang on a minute, you shouldn't be able to read it, but it can. Dum, dum, dum. Well, that in itself is a bit scary.
With the whole capture, it's really all based on just your humanness. So it's like how slowly you move thing,
the mouse. To it. Yeah, absolutely.
And if it jumps across the page, you might like think it's a robot.
And so the directness of the line as well. Yeah. So it's how directly your mouse travels to the right answer as well. So it's not just about it being the right answer and how quickly, but it's really quite creepy. So why have you been sucked into the rabbit hole of conspiracy theories, Luke?
I'm on Twitter a lot, and Twitter is where a lot of the conspiracy happens, and it just happens to be on my feed, and now I've
just got invested.
Yeah, did you? Properly invested.
Yeah.
I've abandoned Twitter. I embarked on Threads for a little bit, and then just went, no, I'm not feeling the Threads either. But I've abandoned Twitter, because it used to do the same thing, drag me down a rabbit hole, and I'd get like too easily swayed by randomness. Which is very odd. So yeah, not feeling it at all. But some of the imagery that AI can create is really powerful. So we're talking about the Royals, and you were saying about like the conspiracy theory you've been dragged down. Interestingly, I shared a really, really powerful image that was AI generated of Prince Charles as a homeless person during when we were playing around. It's a really famous image online, and there's been loads of them, like the Royals in alternative careers, because ultimately, as he then became King Charles, is there by birth and birth alone. It's an accident of birth, isn't it? So it could have been anyone in that position. So what if he'd been someone without the same financial privilege that he's had? So that's why, and it's a really powerful, I'm trying to find it while we're talking here, but actually it's a really powerful image. Talk about yourselves.
So what do we think of the new uniform?
Ooh, that's the last thing. I was wondering when that was going to come up.
I filled out the Google form.
Well done.
Yeah,
I did that as well.
Yes, we did, Charlotte. Yes, we did. Did it together.
Mm-hmm. Here you go, Jack. Come
and
have
a look at this.
I've got to be honest, with the new uniform.
It's funny, but if you look, it's actually quite cool, isn't it? You can see it's AI generated, though, can't you? Yeah, because it looks sort of a bit like a painting, a bit like a person. Sorry, we interrupted the uniform chat, but that's the picture that was generated.
Looks like Scrooge.
Does a bit look like Scrooge, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Interesting. It's quite a powerful image to have a look at, though, to compare the two images of him with his royal finery when he's coronated, and then that image as a contrast. It's quite stark to look at. Just there we go. So come on then. Everybody at home should have had an email from the school saying we're sending out a consultation about the new proposed school uniform. Thoughts? Have you filled out the form? So who's filled out the form?
I filled it.
Jackson, is that a yes? Jackson's rubbing his hands. Why that reaction?
I asked a couple of people to say get rid of non-school uniform days, so I'm hoping that might take effect and ruin the school days.
Ruin fun for everybody else.
Yeah, because we don't have to be in them, do we? We're leaving. So we won't have to write doesn't affect us.
No, it doesn't affect you, but it will affect other people. And you guys have a very powerful voice. I mean, considering your voice is the voice of the buzz and the voice of the Bayhive. See what I did there? It is essentially, I know, cheesy pun based on a band name. Look it up later. You have still experienced school. You know how it feels. You still have a say. So it's actually important to hear from you, even if you are just being a bit daft and trying to ruin it for us, Jack. But a lot of people say about not having non-uniform days. So the random chatter you can hear in the background of the girls actually revising as we talk. So what do you think about losing non-uniform days?
No, just no.
No, you think they're a good reward?
I think there's a lot of mixed opinions on that, especially with the teachers, because some teachers are like, you like underperform when you're in non-school uniform.
You do.
And other teachers are like, some schools are just, you do better. But I think it brings up confidence in people a little bit more when they're in non-school uniform.
Okay. How do we feel about... Oh, God, Nick.
Well, Broom Park had a non-school uniform day to day. I don't know why.
They might have earned it. So it might have been... You know when you guys had your points one? But yeah, so... Or you should know why, because it is actually Red Nose Day today. So they might have been raising money for Red Nose Day.
I think the school
needs
to label that a bit more.
Yeah. We haven't
done anything.
No, we haven't done anything about Red Nose Day this year because we just haven't.
Buy red noses.
So that's something you'd want to do for next year, make sure Red Nose is a bit bigger.
Definitely.
Cool, fair enough. Because there are quite a few fundraising things happening around school. That's why we've kind of gone, actually, we can't just keep asking families for money. It's a tough time at the minute. So we've just picked the ones we want to focus on. So obviously you guys have filled out the consultation. You haven't actually spoken about what the new uniform proposals are.
Don't know.
A blazer, house tie, mm-hmm. tartan skirt, mm-hmm. and optional sweater instead of a blazer.
Mm-hmm. So instead of is as well as. The blazer is not optional.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
just. Okay.
I had like a few sort of thoughts about it. Last night I did a few calculations of how much it's going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
So for like one of everything with the new uniform, all purchased from School Kit, which is I think our uniform provider.
They're not our only uniform provider, they might not be our only one, but if we use them as our starting point.
It was around about 130 plus if you buy shoes, which are usually about £40 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do it based on the current one, it's only new shoes and stuff. It's only about £90.
Mm-hmm. So it's cost difference.
It's a very much cost difference. Mm-hmm. And I think it all comes down to the blazer. The blazer is expensive. I think Cam's Hill one is about £30.
They usually range between £30 and £45, depending on what you do with them.
Yep.
So some of them have like a piping, which is a different, like a contrast colour. So you might get a grey blazer with a contrast colour on the lapels and things around the cuffs. And they're the more expensive ones with your school badge on it.
And in the description of the Google form, it said that this would be a new low-cost uniform when it seems more expensive.
Mm.
And you can get, you know, your school trousers and stuff like that from supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
But having more logoed item, having a tie and a blazer, mm-hmm. that means it just ups the cost.
It does. There is a plan regarding the cost of the blazer, which will reduce it back down to a decent price.
mean, still then, if you reduce the blazer, the uniform's still going to be significantly, well, not significantly, but more expensive. And if you take into account that some people are going to have to buy two or three, depending on, it just feels like...
how much they grow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's tricky, isn't it? Absolutely. I, speaking from personal experience as a teacher, I have never worked in school without that kind of uniform.
Until now.
Until now. Until
when? And how long have you worked here?
I've worked here for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
And I worked in the previous school for 13, and the previous school before that for 10. And the schools I've worked at have all had blazers and ties and shirts. The first one I had the tartan skirt as well. The issue I don't know. There is an issue about cost and inequality as well that will be addressed. But actually there is an inequality in the cost of trousers you can get from Tesco's, but the skirt you still need to buy from a uniform supplier. So we're going to try and work on addressing that inequality as well to make sure it is equally fair for everybody and the cost is kept low. So the number of items that are branded, so the PE shirt, for example, we've removed all the branding from that, so that becomes cheaper. So that actually that becomes a cheaper item, because that was in line with some government research that they did to try and guide schools away from. I mean, my last school had branded socks. So you know how you have the really big red PE socks? They had blue and yellow ones, because that was their school colour, and it had Shirley High up the back of it. And they were just really expensive, and they're really hard to get on. And you know those red socks that no one wears after the first term, because they're really hard to get on.
I don't think I ever wore them.
They're called hockey socks or football socks, because you put shin pads inside them. But actually you don't always need them, so you don't always bring them, so you don't always wear them, and then you stop bringing them, etc., etc. So it's quite tough. So that was a really expensive uniform, and as I was leaving that school, I was taking all the branding off of things to try and make it cheaper for families. So that cost implication is being considered for support for families. And I'm currently personally researching a fund to get a supply, because I've done a lot of work on the pre-loved store where people can come and get really cheap uniform if they're struggling, or free uniform if they're struggling. And obviously that's all going to be useless if we get a new uniform in.
Yeah, I do think, because if you have siblings going to the school, it's easier, you can just pass down uniform.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is like, or if year 11 and year 10 are the last years people are going to have this uniform, then like you can't sell them onwards or anything.
Nope, absolutely not. So that is going to be, I'm looking for a source of funds at the moment, like a grant or a big sort of pot of money I can bid for to try and replace that, so there'll still be that option. Okay, so all of that cost factor has been considered and is being sort of mitigated, the word mitigated, again, so we are trying to work on supporting families that need that extra financial support, because you're right, it is a more expensive uniform, Kate. I love that you've done that research, Kate, nicely done. Any other thoughts about it?
Well, I think it looks nice. I'm just glad I'm personally not going to have to wear it.
What sick form are you going for?
Probably itching.
Okay, cool. Study?
History, English, and then either politics or film studies.
You're not getting as good a politics team as you've got here, I'm just saying.
Miss, I might do politics here.
Cotton/Cotton, amazing. They are the dream team. Cotton Towers, over the side, just amazing. That's who's running the Model UN. You might be a part of it next year. They are incredible. Regular trips up to Parliament. Love my Cottons. Big up the Cottons, they can hear this. And they are listeners. So, we've had fixtures, we've done fixtures, we've done votes for schools with the AI, and how is it hard to see it?
The visitor we had in.
Ooh, we had our visitors in, yes. We didn't really mention it very briefly, So that was we invited some members of the local authority popping in yesterday to have a look at safeguarding. Yeah, just to do an audit on how our safeguards. They were really pleased. I can read you the email from Mr. Kitchen. So just thanks to everybody for their support. Oh, that's a bell, everyone. The first time we've ever had the bell featured on the buzz. That was Miss Early with her finger on the trigger, because it's a wet double bell there, which means you go straight to lesson.
History test.
These guys have got a history test. But, wait, before we go, Mr. Kitchen said thanks to everybody for their support during the Hampshire Local Authority safeguarding audit commissioned by Bay House. Their findings were really positive, with the inspector commenting that this school feels like a warm, courteous and welcoming place. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week on The Buzz.